SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel's cabinet approves a ceasefire deal with the Hamas terrorist group that would bring a temporary halt to a war that stretched on for over 6 weeks. The Israeli government said that under the deal, Hamas is to free 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it's still holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period. It said it would extend the lull by an additional day for every 10 hostages released. House Speaker Mike Johnson meets with former President Trump.
The meeting took place during a fundraiser for GOP Representative Gus Bilirakis of Florida, marking the first time the two have spoken in person since Johnson became speaker in late October, according to several news reports. Days before the meeting, Johnson told CNBC in an interview that he is, quote, all in for President Trump, breaking with his predecessor, GOP Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, who declined to back a candidate in the Republican primaries when he was speaker earlier this year. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Thanksgiving may be a time for Americans to come together, but a new poll finds opinions vary greatly when it comes to the food on the table.
We mostly agree on the deliciousness of pumpkin pie, but are split over the eternal turkey question, dark meat versus white meat. And don't even ask if marshmallows belong on sweet potatoes. That could cause a ruckus. About 3 U.S. adults, 32%, who will celebrate Thanksgiving this year, say turkey is their favorite, according to the poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Coming in second, stuffing or dressing at 19%, and in third place, mashed potatoes at 6%. As for the least favorite, about 2 in 10 polled say cranberry sauce would not be missed. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates say it's time for the government to do something about Pornhub, the largest pornography website on the Internet.
So many cases of either adults who are non-consensually filmed or had their abuse filmed or sex trafficking filmed, or even child sexual abuse material videos uploaded to this website and then shared and disseminated across the world.
Haley McNamara of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Pornhub is probably already in violation of federal statutes.
Under the law, you're not allowed to host or facilitate, distribute any kind of child sexual abuse materials. And there's also a law called FOSTA SESTA against online platforms knowingly, which is a high legal standard, facilitating sex trafficking.
She says it's time for Washington to act. You can learn more at endsexualexploitation.org. This is SRN News. New grants are coming for the homeless.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' fund to support homeless families announced $117 million in new grants on organizations across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. The grants are part of a $2 billion commitment Bezos made in 2018 to support homeless families and to run free preschools. The Bezos Day One Families Fund has now given almost $640 million to support homeless families. Bezos has said he was committed to giving away the majority of his wealth within his lifetime. John Scott reports.
Ford is resuming construction on a Michigan electric vehicle battery plant that the company postponed 2 months ago during a strike by the UAW. The automaker says that due to slowing electric vehicle sales growth, it will scale back the factory size, cutting the number of planned jobs to 1,700, down from 2,500. More details at srnnews.com.